Uh-huh.
Yo.
Uh-huh.
Check it.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Listeners from all around the world.
All around the world.
We are Don't Celebs.
Don't Celebs.
I'm like, Sean, you're dragging it. You're dragging
it. Yeah, he didn't have to let it go. I wanted to kind of let you go gradient into the conversation and shit.
I did. I was like,
just let it go. Like, everybody must know how long we're holding it up.
This is episode 96 of Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, aka The Dog.
This is Stephanie Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on drums.
I'm OG Morelli.
OG Morelli.
I'm sticking with it.
What is that, Italian?
his first and last name together.
Yeah.
What is that, Velvet?
Marelli.
Yeah.
Later.
OG Morelli. That's like a rap name. Like that, OG Morelli.
All right.
All right. So, let's just get right into the topic, man. What do you guys think? Is it fair for minors to be tried as adults in the court of law? I'll give you a scenario, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because this is the case by case.
Because I would say no.
You'd say
but
no.
But then if it's like, you just killed a nigga, then it's like.
Well, then it all depends. But go ahead.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's say you have, I don't know, like, God forbid. You know, you have a friend or something like that. They're somewhere, you know, walking down the street. 15-year-old pulls out a gun, tries to rob them. They don't want to give it up. Bow! Shoots them. Kills them. Do you feel that it's, you know, they get caught, they get tried in the court of law. Do you feel that they should be charged as a juvenile or as an adult? Do you think it's fair?
All right, if I could go first, I'll say definitely it's hard to say that you should charge this child as an adult, because an adult has certain opportunities and certain things, like a certain maturity that you expect from them.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the age 18 doesn't mean that this person has now had every opportunity, you know, that they possibly need. But you can, like, a 15-year-old can make a mistake and not have to pay for it, you know, mm-hmm. for his entire life, you know?
Yeah.
In most cases, I would say no, it's not fair for a child to get charged as an adult.
In a case like that, I would agree with you, but when you are doing something that hinders somebody else's life,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
you can't get that life back,
mm-hmm.
no matter how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
So right, it's like, right. you was big enough to take that life. So what do we do here? I can't let you go free. I can't just do regular things. Like what I would do for, like, a regular kid or a regular case, like, this dude that just did something stupid. You can do something stupid and actually hurt somebody. So mm-hmm. you can't rectify that. So then someone has to pay.
Right. Like, you want justice served, but then at mm-hmm. the same time, you can't be like, oh, well, he's a kid. Kids make yeah. mistakes.
Exactly.
It's like,
but see, like, what I say to that is, I mean, yeah, all crime is, you know, could have come down to somebody making a mistake, you mm-hmm. know. This may, like, if this person was older, they may not have, you know, had that same type of feeling. This, you know, somebody who's 15 and doesn't really know the value of a life,
mm-hmm.
you know, and was fed bullshit by the people we around, you know, like mm-hmm. we spoke about in a couple episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
we really don't know exactly how much. Like, that's why, like I say, it's a case-by-case basis. You know, somebody like, let's say, Dylan Roof, who is a child mm-hmm. that took a gun and murdered 9 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you brought him in front of everybody, he's like, yeah, I did it, and I'll do it again.
Oh.
That is somebody like that, you definitely,
yeah.
he definitely gets
trying as an adult.
Exactly. You get everything that's coming to you because you know what's in front of you. You had a chance to say, whether to show remorse, to show that, you know, you made a mistake, that you was led astray, whatever, whatever. But
some people will say like, oh, well, he's a child, but he don't know better. So what he's saying, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, no, at the end of the day, you're still you still are a being. You're still a human. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you like, if everybody is sitting here, you got locked up for this, and you know, so you know that it was wrong, you mm-hmm. know, at least in that capacity. You might not feel like you were wrong, but you know that you just took this life from a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, it's like showing no remorse for that as a statement in itself.
Scenario, and let's be honest, even if they didn't know whatever they did was a crime, let's take killing people out of it. Even if they didn't know it was a crime, me and you just watched a documentary and the people being tried didn't know that it was a federal crime. Why was it a federal crime? Because they used the U.S. mail. You can't use the U.S. mail to commit fraud. Nobody knows that because it's not something that people just think about. Right. So if it's something like that in which you're committing a crime on a level that most people wouldn't think about that, then how would you handle that when it's a minor committing that type of crime?
Well, because if it's a federal, like I said, if it's a federal crime, it's like it's still detrimental. You know, no matter how old you are, it's mm-hmm. like, okay, well, you shouldn't be messing with male anyway. You know what
yeah. I'm saying? Like, well, that was just that case, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you know,
great documentary, by the way.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of that documentary? What is it?
McMillions. I'm not gonna tell you what it's about. It's okay. Good. Okay. HBO. It's good.
All right.
HBO.
Actual cable. Oh, look damn. At that. Because you believe it.
Dang cable? It. What's cable?
But
I got a
but see,
stick.
Like, but see, even in cases like that, if a minor commits a crime and he doesn't know it's a crime, then of course I don't think he's gonna get charged as an adult.
He would get charged something
depending on the severity of it. Mm-hmm. But it's like a lot of times these kids fall victim to, you know, being somebody else's tool.
Yeah.
But I will say that a lot of people have been talking about these kids getting charged as an adult. The 5, 7, or 9 kids that jumped that little girl.
Yeah.
Like it, that was you see that video and that's a lot of off. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people. It's like 9 different dudes.
It's 12 of them.
It's 12
I
of them.
I believe it's 12 dudes. Of them.
All guys.
One girl maybe. But aside from that, it was all these dudes stomping out this girl mm-mm. and taking her shoes. And it's not the only time that it's happened. There's been a second case since that happened. Mm-hmm. Of generally the same thing. Like, now, in a case like that, you see everybody on the comments online and stuff saying, yo, you need to try them all as an adult because they're all a bunch of animals and stuff like that. If they want to act like a bunch of animals, and yeah, they are acting like a bunch of animals. Like, mm-hmm. that shit's crazy. But, Does that mean that they should get charged as adults? How do y'all feel?
Absolutely. I think so.
Mm-hmm. Since they feel like they're adults, they should be tried as an adult. Shit.
That kind of attack. Like,
if they feel big enough to do that, then they might as well.
Also, some of them turned themselves in probably because their parents saw them on that mm-hmm. shit and was like,
mm-hmm. one,
that's
one,
not how I fucking raised you.
One parent came out and talked to the media after she had her son turn himself in.
One of them even said, it was like, I saw the kid with her sneakers. I will pay for her sneakers. That is not how we raised our sons. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's heartbreaking because it's like, yo, who the fuck told you to do that?
Yeah.
Like, where did y'all this is cool.
Word.
What mindset?
Because they be just being kids. I don't know what happened, but I don't think whatever happened had to be a result of 12 motherfuckers jumping one girl.
Yeah.
And that's like, crazy.
Just based on past experience alone, that just hearing that shit scares the shit out of me because I told y'all what happened. So it's like, why is this shit happening? Like,
Yo.
It's not funny. It's not funny. She's a little girl. You are 12 different fucking people and you have her sneakers in your face. That's not cool.
It's on not like y'all can split them. Yeah. To
that would you say, Aunt? What'd you say?
On some real shit, if I had a kid and that was one of my, that was my son jumping on that little girl, I would whoop his motherfucking ass. What? Then what? Tell himself.
He wouldn't have to worry about a coronavirus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
like, after I done fucked his ass up.
Word.
He getting homeschooled, like, and he's not leaving my site. I don't care what the fuck you do.
Yo, after your bid, bruh. After your bid. I might get a bid my goddamn self because you're like, yo, I've never been one of those people that support people getting on social media and punishing their children for the. I would have punished. I would have been like, look, this is my son. He was in the video that you saw. He was the one that, you know, wasn't, did nothing. He was around there and he was cheering them on and he ain't even throw a punch. He did nothing. Watch. Doof.
You gonna be on social media?
Doof. I will put it on social media and then I'm like, okay, now you can go turn yourself in. Now you can go snitch on all your friends. That's
I couldn't do that, man. I couldn't do that.
I'm sorry.
I can't
whooping his ass. I'm not. He's not getting tried as an adult for that. He getting tried as my son's child.
Ass. I can't whoop my son's ass for the world to see that. I don't want the world to see me whoop my
the
son's
world
ass.
Saw them whoop her ass. Why not? That's and where that's I'm at.
That's still my son. Like I'm saying, at the end of the day, that's still
specific,
my son.
I'm just saying in that specific situation.
That situation.
I would have whooped my kid. I would have made sure everybody know that yes, my son acted like an ass. And you see how everybody is like, who raised you?
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I raised him. Yeah. And this is what he gets for doing some dumb shit like that.
But that's what I'm saying. How is that helping? How is that helping?
You can put him on blast. How is that helping?
Like, put him on social media. It's just like, I would just handle it without no social media.
They did it in public. And then the whole world saw. So why not do it back to them?
I'm kind of with
you know
them.
Why?
I don't want to stoop today. I'm not going to stoop to that level.
You know why? Because one, like the main thing about it is, I really don't know how fucking disgusted that would, like, that would really piss me off. I don't know what the line is at that point because I can't whoop him enough for that. He's definitely going to turn himself into the police.
Yeah. Oh, of course,
like,
especially
if he was the one that like jumped on her face or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you definitely got to turn yourself into the police. But now, as your parental guy, like, I'm not going to just say, oh, go to the police and that's it.
No, of course not. Of course not. You're gonna.
He's just talking
it.
About recording it.
I'm not recording and putting it on social media because when he gets older, that shit's still gonna be there. And when he's like older, he's gonna. That's
nah,
gonna.
With
haunt,
me,
I think that's gonna haunt him.
With me, you might not see video evidence, but he gonna be beat up by as he's turning himself
gonna
in.
You're gonna like hear Meek from Mill. Him.
Okay, that's different.
You're gonna look like Meek Mill mugshot.
Stop it,
God.
Stop it, because I found out how he got that mugshot. I don't know. No, we started watching the Meek Mill documentary the first episode. But, fucked.
Oh, man.
Yo, like.
I'm saying, like, yo. All right, so a couple years back, there was a bunch of riots going on in Chicago, I believe it was. And there was a video, this woman found her son was, you know, rioting. And they, like, so she's, like, out in the riot and catches him.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. And she like,
oh, hell no.
What was the riot for?
Uh-huh.
What was the riot for?
It was probably, I think it was
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, like, you know, somebody died and they really didn't do shit about it.
One of those things.
Yeah.
So huge.
So she saw her son and she like whooped his ass as much as she could, you know, being that this is still a 14, 15, maybe 16 year old kid, you know, she's yoking him up and all of that. And, you know, it's on camera and all of that. Like, eventually, like now, the kid just graduated and he's going to be coding. Like, he just graduated college. Like, he's going to have a life after that. But it's just like, yo. That level of shit, I just, like I said, I just don't know where the line would be. I'm not going to kill my kid, like,
of course,
actually, but I would want to.
Yeah. the thought will cross your mind.
Even if he was standing there not doing nothing, because from my, like, if that happened at my school, there would have been a big ass fight and we would have defended the chick. Like, some people would have defended the chick. That's never going to be cool. A bunch of dudes jumping on the chick. Like, that shit is whack as hell. And I don't even know where these niggas, like, got that from, that was cool.
And the fact that it was on Utica.
It was on Utica. Eastern Parkway?
I believe so. It was somewhere around there. I just know it was on Utica.
I thought it was like East New York or something like that. Nah. That's crazy, man.
Now, if you was the girl father, think about that. Ooh. You would definitely want every last one of them charged as adults.
Yeah.
Just slowly coming in.
Yeah, so, I mean, being that they did some really fucked up shit and that they're really young, does that mean like that should define them for the rest of their lives?
I'm not gonna say it define, like, if they go through the proper procedures of getting prosecuted and getting jail time and, you know, they serve their time, and then after it's like, yo, if they figure like, yo, I want to change my life around, you know, I've realized what I did was really dumb, and we could have killed this girl.
Like, yeah.
Could have killed her. Took this girl's life away. I mean, after you do your jail time, if you feel reformed, then, you know, I don't know.
And that's the difference between getting charged as an adult and getting charged as a minor. Getting charged as a minor, that, like, eventually that can be removed from your record, mm-hmm. or sealed or expunged.
Because then they're going to come out and then they'll be known for that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You get charged as an adult. Now you have, this is on your record. This mm-hmm. is going with you no matter what. You can't get this removed from your record unless you appeal the case and mm-hmm. remove it. Yeah. You know, so it's like, I've seen a lot of situations of, you know, like, of people that could be charged as adults and people that could be charged as minors and stuff like that. And it's just like, I really am of the belief that, you know, a kid is a kid and kids do dumb shit. And sometimes they do worse than dumb shit. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, they still kids. And it's more about, it's not so much charging them as adults, but charging them justly regardless.
Basically. All it takes is just one time to be like, yo, you know what? I'm not doing this. You know, I don't care if my friends think of me of a certain way because I don't want to participate in mm-hmm. this. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not doing this because I already know what the consequences is going to happen. And
learn how to say no.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. I know peer pressure could be hard, but, you know, if you
it
just,
ain't that goddamn hard.
If you really, right. But if you really say, just take time and think about it, like, yo, what could possibly happen?
Yeah.
Be arrogant. Think about yourself.
Even if you started being gung ho about the whole thing and then you saw what was actually happening and you didn't stop yourself, there's a problem.
There's
a problem.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. That was deep.
That was deep.
Yeah.
We love that.
But we ain't done. We got some more deepness.
We love deep discussions.
We got depth.
Another deep discussion. How do you guys feel about the whole Dwayne Wade?
Let Marcus go last.
You want to go last?
Thanks, Stephanie. Right. Let Marcus go last.
What are your thoughts on this?
I'll go second.
Huh? Like, that's what I was thinking. I really wanted to go second too. I just didn't want to break the ice on it. Sean, you break the ice on it. Go ahead.
You want me to break the ice? Steph, you break the ice.
Steph, you break the ice.
I want to break the ice.
It's going to be. It's, you want to break the ice?
I want to break the
so,
ice.
So, okay.
Hi, my name is Marquise. Honestly, I didn't dig that deep into the situation because I guess I was just worried about forming a really strong opinion, but I've seen the videos, I've seen the media, I've seen how people reacted. From the perspective of a young queer person of color, I am very, very proud of Zaya and her journey to where she is now, because it seems like, from what I've seen so far, it seems that she's taken a very honest journey within herself and finding her true her truth and living her true identity, which is a journey that takes a lot of courage and maturity to embark on. And even so, I know a few friends that went on a similar journey when they were like 7 or whatever. Wow. Yeah. But I don't like to judge because, one, I'm not their parent, so I can't really say anything because, like, I don't, like, I'm not, like, responsible for you, so I really shouldn't say anything that's, like, that overbearing. But I just wish nothing but the best for her because I feel like for the Black community, it's so controversial.
Extremely.
Yeah.
Extremely.
And it's as I've talked about it before on my Instagram, how unfortunate it is that we have so much aggression between the Black community and the LGBTQIA plus community. And I've said it before, like, it just, when I look at it, it feels like we're fighting for the same thing, you know, separately. just to be free and that. But I don't know, it just kind of upset me because I feel like if she came out as gay or bi, lesbian, there wouldn't be an issue. But I feel like the issue is because she came out as trans that there's an issue. Because I've seen a lot of comments in particular that were like, you're not a girl. You were born as a man and all that and science and everything. And it's just like, shut up. Okay. You're not their parent, shut up.
Okay. So, all right, if I could go a second. It's number one, I will say it's a complex issue. Mm-hmm. You know, because like you said, we're not their parent, we're not her parents, so we can't really make a call on that. That's, you know, and just echoing what you were saying about the anger and the backlash that comes from it, a lot of it is because of whose child it is. Mm. And that's not so much Gabrielle Union, yeah, but Dwayne Wade. Being that this is a over-masculine sport.
Yeah.
What a lot of Black people and a lot of men would concern one of the manliest of men.
Yeah.
You know, he's a Hall of Fame athlete. So, you know, he has to believe these things. So it's caught a lot of people by surprise. But I think one of the complexities that come of it is like, how does a child, you know, a 7-year-old boy realize that, you know, how does he understand those complexities and mm-hmm. feel like this is the result? This is the result of all of your thoughts and all of your confusion and all of those things. How do you get there? And a lot of people don't feel like you get there mm-hmm. without someone pushing you that way.
Yeah.
Like they said that, I think Dwayne Wade said that, he started noticing gender issues in his child at the age of 2. And it's like, what did you see?
I feel like it's not like, maybe like as, big as like a showing of issue, more so of just like maybe how the person felt in their body, because, you know, there's like an issue with like, you know, gender / body dysmorphia and like feeling like you're not born in the right body. Sometimes I don't know, but I feel like it could show at a very early age where sometimes you may see they're acting differently or they're dressing differently. And that's, I think that's just one of the major ways you can really see it as how you present yourself.
How I feel about the situation, a lot more kids are a lot more aware because we are in a time of information. Mm-hmm. So there is a sense of, I don't feel right about this. Let me see if there's other people out there that feel the same as I do. Oh, wow, there's actually a name for this. Maybe mm-hmm. this is how I feel.
Yeah.
Does this match how I feel right here? And that's why there are more kids that are coming out like this. Because I don't want to go and say, oh, this is something new. It's nothing new.
Yeah.
Like, people like this have been around for centuries. Yes. But we're now knowing because of everything. But to piggyback on what you said about they knew since she was 2, funny enough, when I was up in Westchester at Purchase with him, me and his father was talking to one of the parents, and the mom was saying, he's like, I knew when my kid was two. And the dad was like, he thought I was crazy. And I was like, yeah, I did think she was crazy, but she was right. Because I think she said it was like one day, because they're baby girls, their youngest. So mm-hmm. she had two boys. The middle boy was the one that I believe she said he was gay. And she was like, I think she was playing with one of her toys and everything. And he wasn't like sharing or whatever. He was like, oh, share and everything. He just like caught a fit and was like, he was like, what's wrong? He was like, I don't want to talk about it. And just went, he was like, did I hurt his feelings? Like it was something like that. But she was like, that was one point where it made her think like, okay, maybe there's something there, but I don't know. I don't want to push anything on him, mm-hmm. but I will wait and see. And then she just had like a kind of like a youngish talk to them. It was like, look, you can love whoever we want to love. Don't ever feel like you have to explain something to me when it comes to you. Mm-hmm. Like, just come and talk to me if you need it. Like, just opening the door, not assuming anything, just saying, look, this is what it is and that's it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. So, yeah. Like, that's not uncommon for parents to even say that if they did notice something. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it wouldn't be a pushing of, oh, this is what you do. Like,
I mean, yeah, I got a response, but I'm going to let everybody get...
Sean,
they have their words first.
Yeah. What's up? Go ahead, Ant.
Wait, who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. The way I feel about it is, like, I feel like in this society, you have to let kids be kids. Like, let the kid grow. Because I feel like, at the age of two, like, the mind isn't developed fully. Like, I feel like when the child's mind is fully developed and they know exactly what they want to do or who they want to be as a person or whatever, I feel like at that time, they can make a decision on their own. Because I feel like from birth to, like, maybe 10, 11, 12, you're still developing as a child. So I'm not saying anything against what these parents noticed in their child, but at the same time, it's like, you got to let your child be a child. You got to let your child explore certain things. You got to let your child play. You got to, you got to experiment with the child. Like, you know, like, I feel like the age of two is really early to really understand, okay, my child is going to be like this because I already see at month five, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, and people, you know, not even people, but just like, looking at your child at month five is like, it's too early to really determine what or how your child is going to grow up like. Right. Even the age of two, even age of five, the age of seven, nine, it's still too early to really determine how your child is going to be
or who your child when they grow up.
I don't think so.
Sure.
It's like my father for
And again, it's nothing against, you know, how parents really, you know, look at their child and how they observe what their child is doing. Yeah. But I feel like wait until your child is fully developed to the point where they can make decisions on their own. They understand certain things, you know, right from wrong, left, right, up, down, things like that. To like really, you know, understand where your child is at. Communicate with your child all the time, like how you said, Steph. Like, you know, I'm here if you want to talk. Like,
yeah.
Let me know how you mm-hmm. feel. Every step of the way, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I just want you to know I'm here.
Yeah.
Let your child know that. And if your child wants to go left instead of right, hey, support your child, you know? If your child want to go right instead of left, that's what your child want to do. And they understand what right means and what left means or, you know, whatever. That's what they're going to do and support that, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I agree with what Ant is saying. Like I said, as far as with Dwayne Wade and, you know, Zaya, like, she's not my child. So it's like, I can't tell how to raise, like, their child. Yeah. You know, they're mm-hmm. rich and, you know, that's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. You know what I'm saying?
They got a whole set of problems. They got
that. Right. To be honest, I think, yeah, 2 and 12 years old, I think it's still, to me, in my opinion, it's still too early to tell, you know. But, you know, if it was a situation like that, if I had, my child came up to me with that situation, the best thing to do as a parent is just to sit there and just have a talk with them. Mm-hmm. You know, just be there.
Right. Exactly.
You know, you have some parents that would be quick to, like, shove them off. Like, oh, like, mm-hmm. I don't want you to be like this. You mm-hmm. know, this, ah. You know what I mean? You can't do that because then mm-hmm. it kind of makes them more insecure and it kind of, yeah. like,
exactly.
puts them back in their shell. It was
like, well, I'm wrong. And, mm-hmm. Like,
and right. they need to feel right. safe when they're at home. If nothing else, they need to feel safe to be who they are at home.
Exactly.
And that's why internalized homophobia exists.
Yeah, it's true. And well, it's like, you know, I think 12 is too early to say.
Yeah.
But,
like, I did notice the trend that all the three straight black dudes said something along those lines. But I'm saying, like, my response, like I said, 2 years old, in my mind, there's nothing in my mind that my two-year-old could do that would make me jump to that conclusion, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. That, like, right. Even if they're playing with dolls and no matter what they do, as a two-year-old, there's nothing that can make me jump all the way there, mm-hmm. you know? So,
like we weren't thinking about our sexuality at like at 12.
It's not always about sexuality.
12, everybody yeah. thinks everything is. I thought girls were yucky and had cooties and stuff. You know, well, not at 12.
Everybody you know, like it's not always about sexuality. That's the thing.
I agree.
Like he was like, oh, that, but that's what people jump to. Like yeah. you get that, but mm-hmm. that's what people jump to. It's like, oh, well, they shouldn't be doing. They're not thinking about that. They're just thinking about themselves, not who they like. They think about them.
Their identity.
Trans is them.
right.
Like,
and for Boozy to say, oh, don't cut. Like, saying,
oh,
like,
don't cut dick off, man.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, nobody's talked about anything about that.
Yeah.
And, but
it's like, yeah, that's
but
what I'm saying.
At the end of the day, that brings into another wrinkle of the conversation of, you know, like, when people want to have the hormone treatments and stuff like that. And, like, being that this is a child and that you have to make decisions for this child anyway, mm-hmm. it's like, in the child's mind, this is what they want to be, and they made up their mind, and this is who they want to be in the future. But they aren't reached their formative years yet. They can make some permanent changes right then mm-hmm. that could affect the rest of their lives. It's like, do you allow them to make right. that change? And that gets left up to the parents. But,
I
would just, like, as ignorant as I may sound, and I hope I don't sound too ignorant with this, I would just make sure that if I have a son who feels like he is a girl, I will just make sure that he knows you can still get testicular cancer. You still need to get your prostate checked when you're 40. Mm-hmm. Like, this is still, you're still going to have male problems, you know, physical right. male problems. And that is a big part of it.
And, you know, and I kind of want to, like, piggyback on that. Like,
wait, hold up. You got the last statement. Go ahead.
Damn it.
Okay, so I just want to piggyback on that. Like, as a child, I'm 6, 7 years old, right? I'm watching a cartoon. I'm like, yo, I want to do this. So I told my parents, yo, I want to be a gargoyle.
You had to use that example.
I want to be a gargoyle, and then It's like, okay.
Well, he's a gargoyle. Yeah, my son was 7 when I found out he was a gargoyle. Oh my God. I'm sorry. Right.
It's like, you have to have that type of conversation with your child. Like, look, listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you realize this is not the same thing, right?
It's completely different thing.
Yo, at the very end of the conversation, you just took it and threw it off an edge.
Word.
I think we're going to have a follow-up conversation to this because I think there's so many things left unsaid.
We might have to.
Yeah, but I mean you have the last word. Go ahead, man. You have the last word. Go ahead.
And it's not even like, I'm just, my whole point with this, you know, conversation, what I'm saying is like, you got to have that conversation with your child. Like, yo, look, this is that, that's this. Is this what you really want to do? And you like, explain to your child, like, okay, you really feel this way? Talk to me how you feel. Like, let me know how you really feel. Like, what's going on in your head? What's going on in your heart? Like, tell me what's going on with you. How do you feel? Like, you know, bring up certain topics, bring up certain, you know,
questions, I don't know, like, certain information, questions and stuff like that.
Yeah, certain things to really, like, experiment, like, all right, so my child feels this, my child feels that. And if he understands 100% of what he feels and what he's talking about, then it's like, all right, so, okay. Like, so you know exactly what's going on. You know, you fully understand. Okay, so I support you with what you want to do. Like, so that's where I was coming from with that. I mean, I'm just making a little, you know, light.
Okay.
You know. Thank you for the analogy.
Okay.
So it's like all right, you want to be a gargoyle, you can be a gargoyle, man.
Yeah.
Want to be a helicopter? Be a helicopter.
It's just the conversation that's needed with the child for them to understand what route they want to take in life. That's all I was trying. I'm trying to say.
No, we got you, man. We got you.
There's no disrespect to anybody or
no, like
not the cockroach.
There's no disrespect in any of this. Yeah, we are all just, you know, people.
We hope that whatever was said was not ill-minded or coming from a place of, you know, microaggression. It's all just our opinions, what we think and what we believe in, or maybe even what we grew up thinking.
We're just talking it out.
Yeah. That's what podcasts are for, am I right?
Yeah.
On that note,
man, this wraps up this episode of the Unsolicited Podcast. Once again, I want to thank OG Morelli.
You gotta say it like an Italian man, okay, Morelli? OG Morelli. I hated Officer Morelli.
I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, aka Nostalgia.
This is Stephanie Nomadic Goddess.
And this is Dre on motherfucking.
Wait for it.
Drums.
Hey. Shout out to the gargoyles.
Word.
My God.
Goliath.
I found out my son was a gargoyle, so I just let him stand on the
stop
roof.
Stop it.
For stop hours right at a now. Time.
Don't stand stop in it. The rain for too long.
Stop it.
You have to close your mouth at some point.